Itatiaya.
Hi, it's Itatiaya. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy. I'm so happy we connected. So sorry for the technical difficulties. This is my first time.
Hey, I admire you for going for it anyways.
Oh my God, you're so amazing. You're so amazing. So how are you feeling today? Are you in a good state of flow today?
Well, I am standing up and I'm wearing my high status summit sticker. Or not sticker, but like, you know, the little necklace they give you.
You mean the lanyard.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, I'm it's just every time I look at it or I think about that event, it just like it just reminds me of like what I felt when I left, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you forget. And so I'm just even though it's bumpy right now, but I definitely see the possibilities coming ahead.
Yeah, well, that's so incredible. You know, I was just at 10X Growth Conference in Miami, Grant Cardone's conference.
Yes.
And one of the guests that he had was Steve Harvey. You might know him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Yes.
And Steve was talking about how he discovered his gift of comedy. You know, it took him until the age of 38 to discover that his gift was telling jokes. I mean, prior to that, he was doing lots of different odd-end jobs. He was living out of his car for 3 years. And he described finding his gift as taking that leap of faith and just jumping. And so I just heard you describe it as being bumpy. Like right now, the road's a little bumpy for you.
Right.
I remember him saying like, hey, listen, you know, you ever wonder why you see people that seemingly have it all together, like they're just kind of floating on by, you know, seemingly without a care in the world? It's because they jumped. And eventually, you know, they fell, it got bumpy, got hard, whatever type of, you know, whatever kind of like, you know, sort of imagery you want to like look at it as. But it's got to be tough in the beginning. But what eventually happens is your parachute opens up and you just start to skyrocket. And you know, all the dreams of your wildest imagination come to fruition. And before you know it, like you're living a life beyond the wildest imaginations of your dreams. And I just found that so powerful.
Wow, you know what? That is such a beautiful way to open up this conversation because, first of all, you sharing that he found his, you know, that his gift of comedy at 38 just kind of like brings tears to my eyes because, you know, I just turned 44 and I just
happy belated, by the way.
Thank you so much. And I told myself that I wanted to be unrecognizable to the person I used to be at my 5 years, even though it's been a 6 year journey right now, but that's okay. You know, like just, it's about never giving up. And the reason why I almost want to tear up right now is because like, I just got done talking to my dad and I said, you know, like, you know, life is, and I learned this, Jason Capital talks about that from the high status summit that, you know, we're like peeling our, onions, you know, like we're peeling, what do you call it?
Peeling the layers back of the
onion. Yes, I'm sorry. Peeling the layers. Oh, and he's so right. It's like, I've been, every time when I was doing coaching, I was like full on, you know, I was like in it and I did it and I thought that was going to be my, I was like, this is not it. You know what I mean? I said, I want to make a bigger difference. I want to make a bigger impact. And I had no clue what that meant or what that was. No idea. And then I went in this journey of like discovering, you know, I went into Amazon and I went into drop shipping. And then I got into like trying to figure out how to create my own beauty product. And I'm still going to do all that. But I just realized very recently that I freaking love copywriting. Oh, wow. It lights me up. And, you know, it's like not only I feel like I can be good at it, you know, because I, my whole life, I thought I didn't have any gifts. I thought I didn't have anything to give. I didn't think I had, you know, any talents or anything. And now to be in the place of like, wow, I can actually do this. I can actually make this happen. And I actually love it. Now it's going to help me get to that space of like, you know, having, the life of my dreams, but also creating the business that I love, you know, and doing what you just talked about. Once you jump, things will start to just, you know, be unstoppable. So
I can tell you're talking like a woman that's lit up with passion. I can tell you're tapping into your inner greatness and all the amazing qualities, both the perceived bad qualities and the great qualities that make you you. You know, all of those things are our strengths, and they're all meant to serve us to ultimately get to where, you know, we're meant to be. So what I want to do real quick, Tatiaya, is I want to provide some context to the audience, the listeners out there that, you know, are hoping to also jump and figure out what their purpose is and better listen to that internal voice, you know, as their guiding light. And I want to provide them some background as to how you and I know each other and really where your story began, because it sounds like you're at a very pivotal inflection point to where things are about to get really, really good. And if it's cool with you, I want to just give a little bit of background as to where you started, you know, what you've kind of gone through, as much as you're willing to share, and how it, you know, landed you to where you are now. So, guys, my name is Carl Sona. I'm your host of today, Discover Your Health Style. Sorry, I almost said Today's Health Style, which is my physical products brand. And I started this show 2 months ago simply because I had made the decision. I had made the affirmative decision to step out and really discover my true purpose. I don't have that figured out yet, but the one thing that I do have figured out is that life is meant for us to intentionally step out, listen to our hearts, be a little bit more self-aware, and figure out why we were put here, like why were we born. And that's the whole purpose of this show. I'm super excited today because I've got my great friend Itatiaya Daniel on. And Itatiaya is an incredible woman that I met almost a year ago. Itatiaya, maybe not quite a year ago, but we were down in Orlando, Florida, I think around April, for an Amazon Seller Summit. And I remember walking in the room, and I don't know what it was about you, but you just had this radiance, this glow, this energy. Could you feel that? Do you always have that type of energy around you?
Well, you know, it's crazy because you say that, and because one of the things I mentioned to you is that, like, that was not me at all. Like, if anything, I didn't even know that was a thing until I started seeing other people. You know, because I had my alcohol addiction problem, and I knew that I was better than that. And all of a sudden I started seeing the light in other people, and I was like, what is that? And I wanted that. And so I just, ever since then, I just kept going towards that. And so for you to compliment me on having that light, that energy, it's just huge for me. It was such a huge compliment, and it just made me feel good and knowing that I'm going the right direction.
Absolutely. So where are you from originally? Kind of give us a little bit of background on where you're from, you know, what you've been through. And just start off with that. I'm just curious.
Well, thank you for asking. Actually, I'm originally from Brazil. Ooh. And I actually came to the United States when I was about to turn 9 years old. My dad went to Brazil and saw my mom across the pool, and, you know, went to say hello, and they hit it off. And next thing you know, and they wrote letters back and forth to each other, fell in love. And next thing you know, I'm in America. And then let's see, how do I start now? And then,
so real quick, back to Brazil. Yeah. Do you remember Brazil at all? Was that hard for you to leave?
Actually, it was not hard for me to leave. I was actually really, really excited about going to America. I think it was just something dramatic had just happened to me, and I just remember just wanting, not only because of that, but just so being excited about this. I don't know, because, like, you know, everyone thinks about America like this new opportunity and things like that. So I think maybe in the back of my mind, I knew that. Even though I didn't put it in words or I didn't write it down, but looking back at it, I think I knew there was something there.
That's interesting. Yeah, you know, I'm obviously from here, but I have parents that immigrated from a different country. And whenever I talk to them about it, like, there's something about the illusion of what America is. Maybe it's that American
right
that people, like, often seek and dream about and fantasize about it, or even romanticize about. So I'm kind of guessing that, you know, for your parents, leaving Brazil was sort of a huge, maybe like a little bit of a dream come true. Like, you know, the thought of what could be in this new land.
Yeah, it was definitely an opportunity that I don't take that for granted at all. And to be honest with you, it's one of the reasons why I keep going. You know, I told my dad yesterday, I said, I feel this responsibility. And but also not only that, but I want to make a difference in my family's life, because why me? Why was I chosen to come to America? And I feel like I have so many more choices and so many more possibilities and resources than they do. And so who am I to stand around and just, you know, create a life just for me, you know? And also that wouldn't make me happy either. Like, if I'm going to live here, if I'm going to take up space, I want to make a difference. I want to make a sparkling dent in the world. I want to make a mark. I want to live a legacy. I want to make not only change the paradigm of my family, but just take other people with me that want the bigger life, that want to, you know, go on adventure and want to create that life that lights them up, you know, because when I know that when I'm in that vibration and that, like, doing something that lights me up, like, literally, I'm just like, anything is possible. You know what I mean? And so I want to live in that space, and I want to invite other people to come with me.
Oh, I love that. I think that's so powerful. That's kind of like what drives me too. So, like, you know, a little over a year ago, I think what really started me on this journey of really wanting to, like, you know, discover who I am and what I'm here for was that feeling of just like wasting away my life. You know, what I realized while I was doing well for myself, I wasn't really doing much to like capitalize on, you know, just sort of like the random goodness that life has given me. I mean, if you look at it, there's really no differentiator between me or some of my relatives back home in Africa, or a differentiator between you and some of your relatives back home in Brazil. Yet why is it that we found ourselves in this advantageous circumstance being in this country? It kind of makes you feel like you need to be doing more with what you've been gifted.
That's exactly it. You know, like, what a gift that we have been given. And I want to make sure that I take a full advantage of that. And it makes me happy to do it. Like, I'm like, wow, thank you so much for choosing me to do this work and go on this adventure. Because, like, how lucky am I that I have this passion and I have this dream and I have this mission? You know, like, once I woke up, I became awakened 6 years ago, and all of a sudden I had a mission. Like, my life freaking changed. You know, all of a sudden people around me changed. My way of living, my way of being changed, like, just everything. Like, it felt like I stepped into another reality. Yeah. And I didn't have to have the drugs and alcohol to escape reality anymore, because I love where I was at. You know, I love the new life, the new me, and the new possibilities.
Yeah, so it sounds like you tapping into your true mission really replaced some of the things that you were doing that weren't really serving you to get to that.
Exactly.
So if you don't mind sharing, it sounds like 6 years ago, you kind of had this, like, you know, epiphany or this come to Jesus moment. What was life like for you, you know, coming to America to up until about 6 years ago, you know? And again, feel comfortable to share what you'd like, but I'm just curious as to where you were post your transition from Brazil to America, you know, up until about 6 years ago when you decided to take control over your life.
Wow. Okay. And I just, you know, I wasn't going to share this, but I really feel like I need to, because if I'm going to really be honest and I really want to change, if I'm really going to do what I say I'm going to do, then I need to be honest with myself and whoever I'm talking to. But, you know, a pitiful point in my life was when I was, well, first of all, I was like, let's just say I was like 15, 16. I had no confidence at all. I was just I didn't have any, you know, my parents building me up or saying I can do anything. And so all of a sudden people were telling me that I was pretty and things like that. And so then I started modeling, you know, of course, you know, like, you're pretty, you should model. And so I did that. And it was great in the beginning because, you know, it just made me feel confident. But I realized later that, you know, it was just like a facade. It was false confidence, you know, and it wasn't inner confidence. And I didn't do that well at modeling because, you know, you need more than just beauty to do really well in that business. And so, and then all of a sudden I start, you know, stripping and I start dancing. And that's been a huge, huge shame that I've had my whole life. And even to this day, my voice might crack because I still have an inkling of it. But But I think it's important to say that it's just like we were talking, like everything happened for a reason, it happened for us. But I remember at that moment, it was like my lowest moment because, well, one of my lowest moments, because here I am in this modeling world that's like, you know, prestigious and people look up to you and you go to like high-end parties. Next thing you know, I feel like I'm in the basement and I'm taking my clothes off and I'm in this low-level parties and like people are judging me. And it was really hard for me to go from that to that. But not only that, it wasn't my personality. It wasn't who I was. And so in order for me to, you know, to able to do that, I had to drink. And so I drank a lot. And it was the only way that I was able to numb myself out.
Yeah.
And, you know, not be in that situation, but still be there. And so that's how I became an alcoholic, because I had to literally... numb myself out of that environment. And so I did that for about a year, maybe two, I don't know, I can't remember. And so by the time I left that situation, I was like, I think I was 20, 24, and I started around 23, I guess, or 22. And then I moved to California, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, nobody needs to know that I used to strip. I can start over, I can start new. And it was just like, I put it under the rug, nothing, you know, no one's to know. And I remember thinking, I need to get a college degree because I don't want stripping to be the last thing on my resume. And so I fucking went for it. It took me a while to get used to school again. But once I said yes, I went all for it. And it took me about 9 years to graduate. But at the same time, in a way, it saved my life because, you know, if I wasn't going to school, I would have been drinking, because I remember summer times, that was the worst time to drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, at the end of college, it just started getting really bad, and I just was drinking at school, at work, and, you know, it was a mess. And then, I guess the pivotal point in my life, then I just knew I had drink for like 3 days straight and, you know, day and night. And I remember just coming home to my bedroom and I just remember looking at my room. It was a messy room. And I looked at everything that I've done in the last 3 days, you know, shameful, embarrassing, like, you know, what am I doing? You know what I mean? I just remember looking at myself in the mirror. And I just, like, I just got down on my knees and I said, and this is the pivotal point that changed my life. I said, God, universe, spirit, please help me. I cannot do this anymore. I'm better than this. Please help. And I remember just freaking just, you know, down on my knees. As soon as I said that, tears were like running down my eyes. And all of a sudden I felt this shift. This, like, something just happened. I just knew that. I remember thinking to myself, I can't wait till the next day and my life is going to be starting all over again.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to drink again. And ever since that day, the next morning, that's when the magic started to happen. That's when my life, I stepped into another reality. That's when the different people that wanted to change the world and make a difference start showing up. I started manifesting things. I started talking in the language of possibilities.
Yeah.
And it was just so beautiful, you know, and ever since then, I just, you know, been trying to figure out who I am without the alcohol and what am I here to do? What impact am I here to make? And it took a while to, like, you know, be with myself and figure out who I am and be comfortable with my own skin. Where when we met, I was probably at my best, because I remember being to conferences before like that, and I wasn't able to talk to anyone because I was so shy. I didn't know how to be. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And now I'm finding that place of, like, I know who I am and I know where I'm going. And now it's just a matter of, like you said, just jumping.
Yeah. Wow. What a story. I really want to commend you for sharing that. I mean, that's me. The one thing that really resonated with me about your story is just the courage that really demonstrated. I mean, coming to this country, kind of getting involved in the wrong situation, but trying to find a way to, like, you know, make a better life for yourself by going to school. 9 years it took you. I think that's incredible. You know, how many people would have quit a year or two or four in? You know, you stuck it out 9 years, and then to still find yourself in some challenging times to then just humble yourself and say, hey, please help me. That's incredible. I mean, all of that takes courage and it takes ownership over what you believe is possible for yourself, even despite, you know, despite the bleak circumstances that is your temporary reality, not your long-term reality, but your temporary reality. So I really want to commend you. And that's incredible.
Thank you so much.
I want to revisit just briefly. You talked about this shift. Can you try to describe that into words or talk about what that feeling was like, or maybe even try to compare, maybe not compare, but contrast what that felt like versus, you know, where you had been, what you've been feeling up until that point? I think that would really help the audience understand, because, you know, part of the reason of having people like yourself on is I'm really trying to drive the point home that we are all in this human experience together. We all have shared emotions. You know, while we've not walked in the same shoes, there's a lot that probably binds us and connects us, that, you know, a lot more than what we think. And so for anybody out there that may be in a similar situation, or even a different situation, but feels like they need a change, you know, what does that shift feel like? You know, if they're to hear this and get on their knees and ask for, you know, that type of help, that, you know, with all humility, what can they maybe expect to feel? Or at least what was it like for you?
Well, for me, at that time, I basically had tried my own way to stop drinking. You know, I my life was just getting worse and worse. And I was so scared to get to the bottom that I had no choice. I mean, I still have a choice, right? To either, because if I knew I got so deep that I wouldn't be able to get myself back up. But I knew at that point, I still was able to. But the only way I knew how to do is to ask for fucking help from God and the universe. And believe me, it's not something I'd never done. I wasn't, you know, not necessarily a spiritual person or anything like that. But honestly, like, I knew my life was either going to go, you know, the way it was going, but much worse, or I was going to go towards my dreams. I literally only had two choices. And it was literally an act of desperation. You know, there was nowhere else for me to go. So, and I even feel that way right now. It's like, I have two ways to go. I'm going to go up or I'm going to go down. And I have to make a choice. And so I think everyone is, you know, I think we don't have choices in life, but we do, you know. And it's like, do you want to keep going the way you are and get worse and worse every day? Or do you want to go up? And so it's basically just surrendering to the bigger power that we talked about. And you don't know if the shift is going to happen that moment that it happened for me, but it will happen, because I know that even when I had that shift of like, hey, I want to make a bigger difference in the world. I don't want to do coaching anymore. I had no idea what that next thing was going to be. But because I asked the universe, I put my foot on the ground, I commanded it, I made that choice, things start to line up for me. And sometimes it can happen the next day, because sometimes it can take a year, maybe it'll take 5 years, maybe it'll take 10 years. But the point is, you made that choice and now you're going towards it. And I really believe in that.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think there's something pretty powerful in the notion of, you know where you've been, you realize that you're not happy with the current level that you're at in life. Like, why not just choose a different option, choose a different route? You know what I mean? Like, you know where you're at now, so why not just venture out, you know, into the unknown? And I think that's what a lot of people struggle with. I mean, that's what I struggle with. I feel like we always want to kind of know what's next, and that's just that's one of, like, the human limitations in my mind, is like this, you know, obsession of always wanting to be in control. But, you know, if I'm hearing you correctly, there needs to be an element of just giving that up. I think you use the word surrender, which again shows true courage and true strength to just say, you know what, I surrender. I can't do this on my own.
Exactly.
And in addition to that, also having the faith that there will come that day that you will be pointed in the right direction. Like, you are not that far from whatever that next best thing is for you. And that's tough, again, because a lot of it is not directly shown to us. A lot of it is not right in front of us. And, you know, it's tough being able to visualize what you can't physically see. But again, that's how life works, you know.
Right.
We got to be more comfortable with not being able to see the vision right in front of us, and take more comfort in knowing that if we just keep on going, like you said, it could be the next day, it could be 5 years, 10 years from now, but take more comfort in knowing that if we just keep on moving towards the wrong, towards a different direction, right? We know where we've been, but move towards the opposite direction, that in time, we'll be able to see around that bend. And whatever, you know, is destined for our lives will make itself known and make itself available to us. So I think that's incredible.
Yeah, and I just wanted to point it out. It's like, you know, even if you don't know, but what's important is that you follow the lightness. You follow what feels true for you. You follow your curiosity. You follow your knowing. And so you keep following that, believe me, it's going to take you to some magical places. You know what I mean? And it's never ending. It's not like you're going to, like, get to that place and, like, oh, this is it. No, then you, like, peel another layer of the onion. You know what I mean? It's like Oprah didn't become Oprah because she said, I'm going to be Oprah. Like, she took one step, and that, you know, that was the perfect step for her to take. And then she went to the next level. And, you know, now she is who she is. But it literally just takes every day, you know, following what's true for you. Yeah. And that's when the magic happens.
I love that. So let's fast forward to, or let's not fast forward, but let's go back to about 6 years ago when you started to really make your big pivotal shift. What was the lightness like for you? 6 years ago, you know, obviously you're up to some big things right now, which we'll touch on shortly, but can you describe what that was like? Finally, like, you know, again, peeling the layers back of the onion, as you described, and starting to pierce the darkness towards the light. What was that?
Yeah. I mean, it's something that, to be honest, I'm still trying to figure out what happened, because it was literally a miracle that happened in that room, you know? But I just remember having this, like, my body just felt different. It just felt lighter. I remember I couldn't wait till the next day. And all of a sudden, because I think my energy was different, and I remember thinking that I wasn't going to drink again. And before, I knew I was going to drink again, you know, but that space of time, I just knew I wasn't. And there was some higher purpose for me. And it's just, I'm not kidding you. Like, all of a sudden I would watch the right videos, or the right person would show up on Facebook. I would message them and we would connect on Zoom. You know what I mean? And, like, it just, things just start lining up and people and circumstances start to show up. And I, you know, the old ways of living just start to die down, like, slowly. And this new life started just showing up in front of me. And I just took advantage of it. And of course, I mean, honestly, like, it's hard for me to, like, for right now, I feel like I'm in the middle, right? And I remember being at the bottom, and in the middle is, like, really, it's kind of hard. You know what I mean? Because I know what it's like to be, I know what the feeling is like to be up on top. I felt it. I've been there. I know it. I tasted it. I actually lived there sometimes. You know what I mean? And I want to stay there. But, you know, my inside doesn't really match my outside reality yet. But I know, because my inside feels magical, feels like there's so much possibilities, you know, dreams coming true and all that. So I know it's possible because I'm already living it on my inside. So I don't know how to explain it. But
no, I think you did. I think you did a great job there. I mean, again, I really, like, I resonate with that so hard, because I feel like I also have, like, you know, special seeds that have been planted within. And quite frankly, I'm not just saying this, I think everybody has, you know, seeds of greatness, if you want to call it, within them. But it's like, how do we nurture those to where they just blossom, and they blossom uncontrollably? You know what I'm saying? And so I don't have the answer to that. I really don't. And that's part of the reason why, you know, I've created this platform, so that we can all try to help each other out and share each other's experiences, you know, as we continue to actively find a way to water those seeds of greatness within us.
Yeah, and but I wish.
When did we go ahead?
No, I mean, I'm. Thank you for mentioning that, because I wish I had those seeds watered when I was growing up, because then by the time I was 18 years old, I wouldn't have been lost my whole freaking life. You know, I would have made different choices. You know, and that's all good, because I love where I am right now. I love where I'm going, but, like, But I was going to say, you know, we can plant, if someone wasn't there to plant, the, you know, water the seed for you, then do, you know, give yourself that gift. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is like, you know, go inward, do a lot of personal growth things, you know, follow, you know, I used to be into Buddhism and spirituality and, you know, like just do different things that feels in alignment with, you know, where you want to go, or follow people that you admire, that you like, for whatever reason, that you want to be like, or, you know, and see what they're doing, because next thing you know, you find your own way, and then you're going to start to grow, you know, and then you become the light for other people, you know?
So I love that, and I agree. Can you offer a couple of quick action steps or tips for someone that doesn't really know how to begin nurturing those seeds of greatness within them? I heard you just touch on, hey, listen, try different things, or, you know, or go and seek people that have been down the road, or that are a little further down the road, you know, as compared to where you are. What are a couple of things that someone can very quickly or very easily implement today in order to try to figure out, you know, what they should be doing, what their true purpose is, or at least the direction that they should be heading in order to have these things organically, you know, start to manifest in their lives?
Before I even answer that, I'd like to say, for me, it's like, you know, once I made the decision I'm going to go this way, things start showing up in my life, right? So if something starts showing up in your life and it lights you up and it makes you feel like, oh, wow, I want to do that, or I want to be part of that, or like I want to talk to those kind of people. Like, for example, you know, there's this thing called Osmos Fest. And I remember watching the video, and I watched this 2-minute video, and it was about, you know, what it's all about and what they do and why they do it. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is where I want to go. This is where I belong. This is the kind of people I want to talk to. This is the environment I want to be in. And it was like, I don't know, $5,000 for, you know, to book a ticket, the plane, all that stuff. I had no money for it, you know, no money for that. But I said, yes, I'm going to be there. And I visualized myself there. I put myself there. I was in that vibration. And, you know, I don't want to go into the whole story because it's, but my point is I got to go. And it was a miracle after a miracle after a miracle. Even by the time I got there, I didn't even have a hotel room. But then this other miracle happened. All of a sudden, I have a hotel room. I literally went there with $127 in my pocket because I took it out of my 5 credit cards that were overdue. You know what I mean? And so it's like, but, and, you know, my friend called me up last minute. He was already there. He's like, you know what, Itachi Aya, I know you need to be here. I know how much you want to come. Guess what? I'm going to let you borrow the money so you can come. I mean, I didn't even ask for it, but that's what I'm saying. Just trust. Don't make a decision based on what's in your bank account. Make a decision based on what you want to have in your life, what you want to experience. And believe me, miracles will happen to you. So I know that's a huge leap. It's not step by step, but it's really about just going for it, just saying, yes, I want this. I deserve this. I want to experience this. I want to be part of that vibration. I want to be part of that energy, and just going for it. And, you know, by not only just visualizing, but, you know, taking a step too. It's not about just sitting there and like, oh, you know, but that's just know that it's coming. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You talked a lot about vibration. Can you quickly tell the audience what that means for you?
Yeah. For me, like, when I'm surrounded by high vibrational people, I feel my best. I feel like I become my best. You know what I mean? Like, I speak more clearly. I just light up. And I do more. Like, the sense of possibilities in my world just become bigger. You know, and that light that you're talking about, people can see that. And I've seen it in other people. And you can't hide that. I mean, people walk in the room and you can feel their energy. You can feel their vibration. If it's dark, all of a sudden, if you let it affect you, then all of a sudden you kind of like become that, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that way, but it can happen. And so I know that when I'm surrounded by high vibrational people that are just, you know, when I say that, I mean like people that are just doing things that they freaking love, that lights them up, that when they wake up, they can't wait to go do it, you know? And that's what it puts you in a high vibration. And we're all connected, like you said, you know? So when you're in that vibration, people all of a sudden will see that in you, or they'll call you out of the blue, or you get that message. You know what I mean? Because you're vibrating that same vibration they're vibrating in. You know, like sometimes you get a call and you're like, oh wow, I was thinking of you. Da, da, da. And then all of a sudden this person answers your question. You know what I mean? This happens to me all the time. New opportunities start to show up in your life, you know? And so you want to do everything you can to create a higher vibration. And also includes, you know, the food that you put in your body. I know that when I started doing the raw food, literally put me in this higher vibration. Like that's when I start to really connect with the universe and, you know, my surroundings and the, you know, the environment. It was like my body started to talk to me, you know? And so it's everything around you.
I agree. You know, I think some people may listen to this and the reason why I asked you to explain is, you know, you're high vibration. And if you've never really experienced it, or if you, not even necessarily experienced, but if you've never really been deliberate about the energy that you bring into a room, for instance, you're not really going to know what that means. But it truly is powerful. You know, some people may think that it's a little too woo-woo or spiritual magic or whatever the word may be for that. But I think back to when I stepped into that room in Orlando and you and I met for the first time, you know, you definitely had an aura around you, you know, and what that aura, before we even said a word to one another, what that communicated to me was, man, this is an individual that is literally taking ownership over their life and going for it, like literally going for it. And to your point, when you start to connect with people like that and learn about their stories, as we're doing today on this call, and you know, hearing about the things that they're working on and what their vision is for their future, opportunities start to present themselves that literally serve as bridges, right, from where we are to where we're going to go. Whether that's something that I can do for you personally, or that's somebody that I can connect you with that can help you get there, or a different opportunity that you should maybe take a look at, whatever the case may be, all of a sudden these things start to manifest themselves as you're describing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think one of the best things anybody can do for themselves is start to really invest in yourself and start to really connect to yourself and have a bit more awareness, right? A bit more awareness, because when you show up with that awareness and when you're truly connected to what it is you feel is right for you, you start to see more opportunities. You start to see life from a different lens, you know, that can help you.
Yes, exactly. That's a very good way of putting it. And it's just like, I saw that same vibration in you. You, believe me, there was many men in that room, but you stood out. You know what I'm saying? And if we weren't following our path and if we weren't in that high vibration, we never would have, or just one of us was, we wouldn't have seen each other. Do you know what I mean? That's just how it is. And but because we both were, we got to talk, and now we're in this podcast, and just like we were saying, like, you know, things start to show up and opportunities start to show up because of that. And I also wanted to mention too, as a second thing that people can do is hire coaches. I hired so many coaches, even when I didn't have the money, you know, because they had something that I wanted. You know what I mean? You could even hire a coach because you like their vibration. Do you know what I mean? Because, just to help you, you know, discover more about, who knows, you know, like, you'll know, it doesn't matter if you make mistakes or not, you hired the wrong coach, it doesn't matter, you can learn from that experience, and you know exactly what to look for in the next coach. But coaching for me has been huge. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be where I am today, you know, as far as, like, I think anything is possible, you know what I mean, because these people have gone, they're in a place where you want to be next, you know what I mean? And then once you get to that place, then you hire someone else that you where you want to go next. And it just keeps going. Never stops until your dying day.
I love that. I've heard a lot of positive things about having a coach or mentor, whatever you want to call it. Somebody side by side that can, like you said, they've been down the road, right? So they can help cover your blind spots. They can help feed you what it is you need, whether that be a skill set, you know, or a mental mindset or a
spiritual
reckoning to help you get to that next place. And to your point, you know, as you grow, you know, you go find another person that is or has been at the level that, you know, you are striving to reach next. So again, it comes back to what I was talking about earlier about it's a shared human experience. I think we all need to be able to be a little bit more comfortable leaning on one another, or at least finding the right people to lean on in order to get to where we want to go. Where would you recommend that somebody find a coach, or at least something looking for a coach? You know, if they've never done it before, they've never considered it, where's a good place to start?
Well, that's a good question. For some reason, because I was in the coaching world, like a lot of those people popped in my Facebook. But I know there's if you're into spiritual, if you want to hire a spiritual coach or things like that, I would definitely look into San Diego, and I can definitely give you some resources later. But there's a lot of spiritual coaches in San Diego that are really, really good. I mean, they're very passionate about what they do. There's also a lot of business coaches. But also, I would recommend for you to see maybe if you know somebody that's, you know, with that coach, and you can ask them what their experience was, or even ask for like an actual testimony where you can talk to the person, and also, you know, interview the coach and talk to them, and you'll know right away. When you know, and follow that. And when, and if you think, oh, I'm not sure, then that's probably not the coach for you. You know what I mean? So ask around, look through Facebook, and ask for their testimonial.
I mean, truthfully, you bring up a great point. You know, we live in a digital era, so ladies and gentlemen, good old Google will probably do it for you. And to Yaya's point, I mean, you know, you can see somebody's profile that looks interesting or that looks like that could be a good fit for you. You know, don't be afraid. Take some action. Reach out and say, hey, listen, my name is Carl. You know, I'm looking for some help and some guidance in this area. Can we hop on a call? And to your point, to Yaya, get on a call. And this is a great exercise for you to learn how to trust yourself a bit more, and for you to follow your gut instincts. And as you're speaking with that person, are they saying things that feel true for you, or that are intriguing, or that are areas of curiosity, or that, you know, maybe lend themselves to areas that you want to grow in, you know? So just a couple ideas there for the audience, in case that's something anybody wants to pull the trigger.
Yeah, and also ask the universe. Like, literally, I remember asking, I was like, you know, who's going to be my next business coach? I had no idea who it was going to be. And all of a sudden, I'm washing dishes or whatever it was, and then her name pops in my head. And I've known her before, I've seen her on Facebook, but it never really phased on me to like have her as my coach. You know what I mean? But all of a sudden, because I asked the question, I had no doubt in my mind that she was supposed to be my coach. And I learned so much from her. And I still feel like our relationship is not done yet. You know what I mean? And so you'll just know, ask the question, and then all of a sudden, like the answer or something will come to you that will direct you in the right direction.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, so we are coming up on just a few more minutes left. And so what I'd like to do in the last few minutes with Yaya is I'd like to transition our conversation into manifestation. So just for the audience listening, part of the reason why I want to have everyday people on, you know, like yourself, it's Yaya, that are really pursuing their dream lives with attention is, one, I think it can offer some accountability, right? You and I speaking with one another. You know, I now feel like I have some skin in the game for where it is you want to go, right? You know, you've been very transparent with me, and I'm not cheering for you. So I think that offers you a little bit of a fan base, and I think it offers you a little bit of positive peer pressure to go out and make these things happen that we're going to talk about. And two is the power of manifestation. So I am so excited to see, you know, guests such as yourselves come on, talk about where they've been, but not really focus on where they've been versus leveraging their past into fuel for where they want to go in the future. And I can't wait to have you on 6 months, 9 months, a year down the line so we can revisit and we can talk about what has changed for you, you know, since this initial call. So I want you to kind of talk more about where you're at now, but not so much where you're at now, where you're going. I know when we spoke on previous Zoom calls, you talked about some of your business ideas, you talked about being the star of your life. Can you just, in, you know, 3 minutes or so, tell us about what you're building and what you envision it to become?
Wow. You know, I'm so excited about 2019. Like, I feel like this is my year. You know, I worked the last 6 years to get to this point. And I'm like, I feel like I just been, the last 6 years, I've been climbing this mountain, but it's actually the mountain that I've been wanting to climb versus the other mountain that everybody else wants you to climb, or the, you know, the mountain that you're lost at. And I've been climbing this mountain, and it feels fucking amazing to be on top finally, right? And now it's time to jump. And the jumping means that I want to, right now, I really want to be really amazing, phenomenal at copywriting. I'm just finding out that's something that I really love, and it lights me up, and I think I can be really good at it. And so that's my next big thing. And so once I start generating some money from that, you know, where I can, like, you know, get my own place and live this vibrational life that I want to live, because I know that when I'm in that place, I can literally create anything. And then once I'm doing that, I want to start creating my business, which is going to be called Be the Star of Your Life. And I basically want to create, you know, it's going to start with skincare products, and it's going to be coming from the Amazon jungles. What I love about it is that it's helping also the indigenous people, but it's also, I love the ingredients because it's just pure, it's beautiful, it's from the Amazon. But my products is not just about putting something in your skin to make you beautiful or glowing. It's more about, you know, that's just a little, the sprinkle on top, right? For me, my, what I'm creating is helping you get into that higher vibration, get into that energy of possibilities. And so that glow that you're looking for comes from the within. And so when you, you know, so when you use my products, you already have the glow, but it just, you know, it just adds a little bit extra. And I want to take people on adventures with me. And so they can go create the life of their dreams, right? And so those are the two things that I really, really will love to do. And, you know, right now I'm not in the best environment. You know, I might have to, you know, go back to my parents, who knows, for a couple of months before I can get this going. You know, and it's not really a fun thing to say when you're 44 years old. But at the same time, though,
sure.
I know it's possible. I know that there's something different about this year. And, you know, it's a little bumpy right now, but I know that if I keep going and follow my awareness and just take the courageous action steps, like, all those things are going to be possible and beyond. And I'm also going to be open to what, you know, what's in front of me too. Like, I'm not just so closed in into just my own ideas, but, like, if something shows up that, like, oh, wow, that's amazing, I'm also willing to go in that direction. It feels really good.
I love it. And I'm super excited to see you, you know, continue to develop your skills as a copywriter. I love your plan, you know, as far as getting into the copywriting, being able to monetize that so that you can grow those profits, you know, into Be the Star of Your Life, which it sounds like is truly your passion.
Yes.
It's kind of, you know, where I see myself with trying to grow today's styles, you know, working on building this awesome brand that helps people, you know, with creating healthier habits in, you know, their overall lifestyles, and being able to hopefully also do the real estate, which will allow me to free up my time and go out and work with people all over the world. You know, that's kind of one of my big goals and my big dreams, just truthfully, you know, being honest with you.
Beautiful.
So I love that. I love that so much. And I want to, you know, make myself available to you with whatever I can do to help you along that journey. My last question for you is, let's say 6 months from now, you know, and I say 6 months because sometimes you say a year and a year, but even though it's
right,
a fast time, it feels a little too long to imagine. 6 months from now, where are you at? And I'll leave that up to your interpretation, you know,
whether
that's something physical, whether that's your mental space, your business, whatever. Where are you at 6 months from now in just one or two sentences?
Wow. Where I'm in 6 months from now, I'm going to be living in that environment of that lights me up. So I'm going to be living either in Bali, or I'm going to be living in, you know, a beautiful apartment in Austin, or I'm going to be maybe in Brazil, you know, doing my Amazon jungle tour or adventure. You know what I mean? But wherever I am, I'm going to be surrounded by people that, you know, that brings the best out of me, and I bring the best out of them. And, you know, I'm going to be making choices that I actually want to make instead of settling. You know, I'm actually in the flow of my business, of my life and my body. And I'm in a creation mode. It's like I'm unstoppable. And I actually want to say it's probably going to be 9 months, because I really kind of like the 9 months, because I remember at 9 months when I was sober, I felt like a rebirth. I felt like this little child, like looking into the world. And I was like a little kid in this curiosity, asking questions like, where am I? Like, what is this? You know, like, and it was a beautiful moment. And I feel like anything to really take its shape, just like our own birth, it took about 9 months. So I would love to have this conversation at nine months from now, because I feel like I'm literally about to step into another reality, and that feels like this is the year.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, 9 months from now will be
yes.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait 1 second. I'm on my calendar here. I'm trying to figure out exactly when 9 months is. So March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So November 6th. We will check in again.
My right oh my now. God! Talk about accountability.
November 6th. I'm so excited for you. November 6th, and of course, yes, friends, we'll be yes, yes. Before then, but November 6th, we will hop back on the podcast, and it's my hope, and not even my hope. It is my confidence that you will be in Bali or in Austin or in Brazil, which I'll maybe we'll be face to face, or I'll come visit you. And yeah, we'll be talking about all the amazing things that you've created in your life. So, you know, thank you so much for your time. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you coming on and just being super honest, super transparent, very, very vulnerable with us. It truly speaks to the courageous, strong person that you are. And I know with your energy and with that kind of courage and strength, there's nothing stopping you. You're probably going to surpass some of the dreams of your wildest imagination. So you stay well.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this space, because you are a part of me being courageous today. And it's because I know that you, the way you talk to me, the way you see me, it makes me like, I don't know, in this... I feel courageous when I'm around you. And so thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. It means so much.
You got it. All right. We're going to stop the recording right now, but I will call you.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay.